boys are standing.
Big boys already up. We're going to follow the leader.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day you've given us, the rain. God, I just ask you to be with the sheriff and them as they try to make a decision privately about the cops and kids. You know, to see this work out at the right timing. And Lord, I thank the people we pray with, but somehow our politicians have come together. God, we get this situation on our border solved, Father, and secure our border, but at the same time, help the needy that needs help, God. So we just pray they'll come together. Be with the commissioners today, give them wisdom to it. So we just commit this meeting to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the state of Texas,
one state, under God, one indivisible.
See, Commissioner, you still ain't doing pause between both flags to give you a chance to turn around.
You're making me a little disrespectful, Judge. I don't appreciate it. Come on, Adam.
I nonchalantly put a little pause in there so you have a chance to turn around.
And I appreciate that effort. Thank you so much.
About it.
Thank you so much.
And I jumped the gun. I was dark. I was just going to go.
All right, here we go. I'd like to welcome everybody here today on a wet afternoon. Mm-hmm. Item 1, open up court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda consideration. Each person addressed the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Anyone out in the audience like to address the court?
Judge, commissioners, I was hoping today I was going to make an announcement that Cops and Kids Picnic was going to be this Friday. But unfortunately, due to this morning's rain, I'm going to make an announcement that we're going to make an announcement tomorrow afternoon on whether we're going to have it Friday.
Okay.
It depends on, it's pretty wet out there right now. We don't want to do any damage, anything. So we're just going to give it enough time and see how much rain we get rested of today. And we'll make a determination tomorrow afternoon sometime. And I know some of y'all have volunteered to help. We'll make sure we'll get the word out with the help of our media on what our backup date's going to be. So we'll let y'all know tomorrow afternoon.
Thank you,
Chair.
I have some.
Anyone else out in the audience address the court? Okay. Anyone in the court like to address the court?
Yes, I would. My office, temporary office, is out on 1442. Well, that's where they hold the transportation, the buses, all that is out there. And yesterday morning, they had no electricity. And that's real important for that transportation to have electricity because their computers and their scheduling, who they're supposed to pick up and who, you know, people calling trying to make, and you can't do it. And when the electricity goes out, the generators are supposed to pop on. Well, it didn't happen. And so they called... they call maintenance. Maintenance told them to check the diesel. It was probably out. They did that. We have a mechanic. It didn't come on. And it ended up that it had no coolant in it. Well, my concern is for the county, and that's all the county buildings, is that do we have a regular schedule to check these generators? Or do you wait till they don't come on and then we check them? Or what? I don't know who I ask. I don't even know where that would go. But it needs to happen. And here it is, hurricane season. These generators at all the county buildings need to be a scheduled inspection.
Okay. It can be discussed now. Kirk, check it out. I'll get back with you on that, Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Who does it? Okay.
You will. Okay, does anyone else like to address the court?
Off the court.
I'm good. Okay, all right. Item 2, recognize the representative of Weaver and Kidwell, LLC, to address the Orange County Commissioner's Court with a presentation of the Orange County Annual Financial Report for fiscal year to date, which ended September 30th, 2018. Did anybody get a copy of it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
you, Judge, Commissioners. My name is Greg Peterson. I'm an audit partner at Weaver, and it is my pleasure to present tonight the audit report for the county. I'm assuming all y'all have a copy in front of y'all there?
Yes.
Here's an extra copy. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no problem. We're actually going to start at the back of the report where all the good stuff is. So if y'all turn to page 73.
Start with the comics.
Yeah. I don't think that's it. So page 73 is our summary of our audit results. So when we do an audit, we issue a couple of different opinions. We issue an opinion on the financial statements, and we also issue an opinion on your federal awards. So this table is broken out to two different sections. So the top section is over your financial statements, so we issued an unmodified opinion. So that is the highest level of assurance that you can receive in an audit. And basically what that is saying is that all the numbers that we have in this financial statement are materially correct. So that's like the highest level that you can receive. So in addition to that, we also have a few internal control deficiencies that we came across during our audit. One is a material weakness, and the other one is less severe than a material weakness. We call it just a significant deficiency. And those are actually detailed on page 74. One of them, the first one is the material weakness is over financial reporting, just making sure account balances are closed out, reconciled properly. And the second one is on some deposits for the commissaries. We've talked to management about this. They have a corrective action plan in place. We don't foresee this being an issue going forward. So we feel like these are going to be completely resolved for next year's audit. These will just be one-time findings. So we also look at compliance with contracts, grant agreements, state laws. We found no issues with any non-compliance. In the federal awards section, we had no findings, no material weaknesses, no significant deficiencies. We also issued an unmodified opinion on your financial awards. So that is, again, the highest level of assurance that you can receive. And we performed a single audit over your FEMA grant, which is the largest grant that you receive funding from. And if you turn to page 77, you will see your listing of federal awards. And you'll see that down towards the bottom there, you have the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and your FEMA grant is $9.2 million of expenditures out of total expenditures of $10 million. So obviously, we picked the largest grant to audit. All right. Moving forward, we'll go all the way up to page 20. So this is your change in governmental fund balance. What we have depicted here, your governmental fund. So you have your general fund, your road and bridge, and then your other non-major funds, which are aggregated together. And we'll just focus on general fund. That's the primary operating fund of the county. And you can see at the bottom you have ending fund balance of $6.9 million, which that's essentially 2 months of expenditures. Generally, you try to keep that between 2 to 3 months. So you're on target, but it'd be nice to see 3 months of expenditures. Yeah. So next we'll turn to page 16. And this is your statement of activity. So this is a full accrual financial statement. What we talked about earlier were just your modified accrual governmental statements. This is your full accrual statements. And what I wanted to point out is that you have your net position is in a deficit position of $25.2 million. So what that is from is if you look just right above there, you have your beginning net position of a positive $27 million. And then we had to implement a new accounting standard, GASB 75. So just like a few years ago when we implemented the pension financial or accounting principle, now we're doing it for the healthcare. So this is your healthcare liability getting put on the books. So that impacted your beginning net position by $46.7 million, which threw you into a negative position. To be in a negative position is pretty common right now for all governments because everyone had to implement this particular standard, and it threw everybody in pretty much that we audit and see into a negative net position. Now, putting this new liability on the books does not mean that this is a current liability that's going to be due out of current resources. This is just an actuarial calculation of future benefits to be paid out.
Without future revenues.
Without future revenues, yeah, so to speak. Yep, there are no revenues to offset this. But then again, it's like I said, it's not due with current funding. You don't have to have a reserve for this. It is just an accounting standard that requires it to be put on the books.
How many years out are you going
with the calculation?
Yes.
You know, I think they, when they're discounting this back and they're doing their...
I meant to ask you that today.
They're looking at it over like a 20-year period.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I thought it was.
I want people to understand, you know, 20 years, and like Commissioner said, without any funding. Well, when you look at 20-year funding, that 25 goes away just about.
Yeah. And we'll kind of talk about funding a little bit, too. We'll get back to some schedules here later that will kind of highlight the funding position of these plans as they are right now. So actually, let's go back to page 52. So this is a supplemental schedule that we provide. And this is a statement that shows your pension liability that's been put on the books. And what I want to point out here is your net pension liability went from $16.8 million last year down to $10 million this year. So you actually had a $6 million swing and a liability to the benefit of the county.
That's a good thing.
And the reason for that is because your investments that you have in that plan performed better than expected. So you had a $6 million swing positive. And I want to say this plan is also 92% funded, which is very good. Yeah. We don't see that at a lot of places. So having a 92% funded pension plan is very good.
Yeah. Do they have an average... seen the number before that's kind of throughout the state that the average is generally a lot lower than
like for teacher retirements around 86.
Yeah, it's in the 80s, low 80s.
It's generally in the 80s about what we see. So next we'll turn to page 54. So earlier you're asking about revenues offsetting this liability. So this plan is it's an unfunded plan, so there's not necessarily assets to offset this, kind of like your pension. This is a pay-as-you-go plan. It's kind of like Social Security. You know, you pay in today for someone else's benefits. So right now, that liability is $68.2 million. Again, county, this is not unique to this particular county. Everybody got hit with this same accounting standard, and these numbers were quite large that we saw across the state. And again, contributed to a lot of people going to deficit net position. So with that said, I'd be happy to answer any questions y'all may have on these financial statements.
Now, I just wanted to state that I know that we went out, I think after we were with the last auditing firm for over 20 years, that there was a lot of concern about that. Mm-hmm. And so the reason we went out for bids and the reason that we changed was to let everybody have some comfort in the fact that we were operating, you know, like we were supposed to, and changed companies. I'm glad to see the report being what it is, because I think it should set a lot of people's mind at ease that things are operating like they're supposed to and the funds are being used like they're supposed to.
I had the opportunity to meet with the auditing firm and county auditor at lunch today from 12 to 1, and going through this and what I had seen in 20 years, I was here before and all that, I think everybody needs to realize that even with all the expenses that this county's got, Hurricane Harvey and all, this county's in good shape. I mean, we're not wealthy. We don't, counties aren't wealthy.
No.
The state's going to make sure of that. They did it again this year, putting limits on what money we can collect on taxes and all, because I'm sorry, but counties do a good job of managing their finances. And we've got a great auditing staff. You've got good employees here. And I just want everybody to realize that some of these numbers are going to scare you. Don't worry about it. Those numbers that have to be reported. And everybody's in the same boat on this GASB and all these other fancy
acronym they got out there for it. But anyway, the county's in good shape, and I want everybody to realize that and relax and realize that the county's going to be taking care of employees, and the county's going to be taking care of the citizens. And it's a total package. It's going to take a lot of work to maintain, but we have the assets to do it and the ability and the employees to do this. So I just want everybody to just relax and understand that this new auditing firm has pretty much put everybody at ease on it. The numbers are there. They don't lie. And everybody can sleep good enough. You have a good county out there.
But, Judge, I would just like to thank Penny, too, for her and her group. I mean, it takes a lot of work to get through an audit. A lot of work. And so we appreciate all their effort and getting us all the information that we requested. So we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is that vacation application she turned in now?
Yeah, vacation from. I think now that whenever I walk in there, I won't get as bad a look when I walk in there now. She's not having to deal with them and me. Well, excellent job, thank you.
She said they were easier. Job, I think she said they were easier to deal with than you. I don't know.
Probably are easier.
I don't know if that meant anything. Yeah. All right, item 3, discussion of possible action regarding approval of monthly reports. Y'all feel free to leave whenever you feel. It don't bother us.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
We don't get upset. I mean,
I'll leave if I could.
Thank y'all again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate meeting you guys, too. They're very nice people. We're very cordial with them. All right. Discussion possible action regarding approval of the monthly report from the county treasurer for the month ending May 31st, 2019, and recording in the minutes of the court. A, approval of investments in the amount of $1,535,387.35. B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $226,301.87. C, treasury report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with the local government code. And affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. And D, pledged security collateral for a total of $93,254,093. Wells Fargo, $82,960,452.52. First Financial, $10,293,548.41. Your motion is second to approve these reports from the treasurer. And we will sign the affidavit.
I make a motion to approve these reports from the treasurer.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3, to approve the monthly reporting from the County Treasurer's Office for the month of May 2019 and approving the signature of the affidavit. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Item 4. Discussion of possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court revenue received from the City of Pine Forest, check number 2197 for $137.77, and check number 20 for $258.75. Reimbursement for road materials.
A motion, Judge.
One pocket.
Second.
4-1. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1, to regard filing in the minutes of the court the two checks received from Pine Forest. Any further discussion? All in favor, 65 of saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 5, discussion possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the upgrade renewal of our WatchGuard fireboxes. This renewal will allow us to upgrade each of our two firewalls to an M4600 firebox with an extra 8-port module and give us 3 years of gold support along with a total security sight. The cost of this upgrade will be $48,912 and will come out of our capital outlay line item.
Judge, Commissioners, a couple weeks ago I had transferred some money out of capital outlay to contract services to pay for this, and I didn't realize it was capital outlay item, so now I'm trying to get it back.
Now you want it back?
Now I want it back from contract.
Worked that way, sorry.
I know. But basically, there's a promotion going on, and we're just trying to take advantage of it, where we can update our two firewalls that we have for free and then pay for 3 years of software support. And this will allow us to do that.
But this was already in your overall budget anyway, so.
So moved.
Second.
Who made the
John.
One, two, three. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3, to allow the purchase out of capital outlay for the two fireboxes. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 6, discussion of possible action approving line item transfer for MIS systems from contract services and maintenance, $50,000, to equipment greater than $5,000 for $50,000 to provide funds for the firewall renewal.
So this
motion, Judge.
And I'll second that.
4-2. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2 to approve the line item transfer for MIS. Any discussion? All in favor, sit five and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank
aye.
You.
Have it. Thank you, ma'am. Item 7, discussion of possible action regarding approving line item transfer involving the county auditor, $18,000 from contingency to $18,000 to other. I hate that word.
Sundry.
Sundry.
Sundry. Assorted other.
Huh?
Assorted other departments.
Sundry.
Yeah.
So what is this for? So because on the CPSA,
PS, provide funds for CPSA from end of the year.
What happened was what was budgeted for was around 155 to 160 kids. Right now they're dealing with around 200 to 210.
Wow. Yeah. So that was just.
And so we
they
run out.
They have a lot more kids in CPSA.
And they didn't forecast that. So hopefully.
Have a school year that they're going to have to provide clothing for.
Well, I mean, I knew what it was for. I just didn't know why we were that short. So it's the increase of the number of kids.
Yes.
Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to provide to do this.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 1 to allow the line item transfer involving the auditor, involving CPS and APS funds. Any further discussion? All in favor, say five, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, that is. Yeah, they come out of. Item 8, discussion of possible action involving a line item transfer of county auditor from contingency to liability insurance general to provide funds for property insurance coverage, $47,000 from contingency to the liability general.
Did the insurance, what
we
is this?
Up by $70,000.
Huh?
The amount of the insurance went up by $70,000.
Did we? I guess we didn't know it was going up. And this is something kind of a midterm price that we got.
Okay.
I would think that would be.
If it's from July 1st every year,
from
July 1st of this year till July 1st of 2020, it's $295,000. It's enlisted in the bills. Is that it?
Yeah.
That the one?
$295,000. Yeah. It went up $70,000.
Penny, why does it go up $70,000?
The amount of losses.
It's just I'm in the county,
so
like would the storm have been?
That
part
is my
of
assumption.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because of our losses.
Okay.
It's dictated every year.
Okay, sure.
Based on actuaries.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Need a motion, second.
So moved, John.
Do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3 for the line item transfer involving contingency going into the liability general insurance. Provide funds for the end of the year, really having a fund shortage.
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, sit down and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 9, discussion of possible action approving line item transfer involving the Sheriff's Office. $5,500 from janitorial supplies to $5,500 for contract service and maintenance to pay for contractual maintenance work to the kitchen equipment and copy machine.
Just some unexpected work to come up. We're trying to move money around to pay for it.
Motion, Judge.
Okay. Second.
4-3. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 4, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3 to allow the line item transfer involved in the Sheriff's Department. Any further discussion?
No.
On the page, this time of saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Have it. Item 10, discussion of possible action regarding approving a line item transfer involving JP2, travel registration dues, etc., $1,500 to office supplies, $1,500 to provide funds for the remainder of the year.
I'll make a motion to accept this.
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to allow the item transfer JP2. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 11, discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Commissioner's Court approving the purchase of two. Oh, man, Fujitsu? What anyway, scanners.
That's pretty close.
All right, scanners. FI-7160 scanners. Fujitsu, huh? That's a good name for a scanner.
Mm-hmm.
You're wrong precinct 10.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a price on here. That's what I'm saying.
It's $870 a piece, so that's
$16. Not here.
Where did you see that?
$17.40 and some change.
Yeah, so they're $870.61 each.
Hmm?
$870.61 each. And they had a limit.
For both of them?
Yeah. No,
okay.
That's each.
Each?
Each. Isn't
that's
that right?
That's right.
He's just making the next transfer.
That's the next
transfer
money.
Mm-hmm.
For each of them.
Yeah.
So
somebody
motion that. Yeah.
If we're going to transfer the next, we need a motion to purchase it before we transfer the money on the next agenda.
Well, yes, I'll make a motion to purchase that. Didn't he lose everything?
2-1. Okay, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1. To allow the purchase of two Fujitsu FI-7160 scanners for JP2. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And item 12 is to transfer the correct money to be able to purchase those. JP2 transferring $1,800 from the Travel Technology Fund to equipment, non-inventory, less than $2,000 for $1,800. And it's a special fund, by the way.
And I asked the court to, in the type copy, there's one too many fives from 064-242. It should be -54550.
So with that correction, I make that motion.
Wait, 54540.
54550.
Just X out one of the fives.
And I make that motion with the correction of the right account number listed.
Okay.
One less five.
All right. Motion by Commissioner Precinct 3, taken by Commissioner Precinct 1 to transfer the $1,800 from the Travel Technology Fund, the Equipment Non-Inventory Fund, less than $2,000 for $1,800, and with the noted correction on the account number involving Travel Technology Fund had one too many fives. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, sit down by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, have it. Item 13, discussion of possible action approving a line item transfer involving the airport from contingency $4,196 to flood insurance line item $4,196 to provide funds for to pay the NFIP premium for 714 Polk Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2 to approve the line item transfer for the airport. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, sit five and saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have it. 14, discussion of possible action regarding approval line transfer involving mail room, $450 from repairs, rentals, and construction, et cetera. Anyway, to offer supplies, $450, to provide mail room supply funds for the remainder of the year. This
so
is
much.
My ink.
Hmm? So much.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3, approve the line item transfer of $450 for mail room. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down and say aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Item 15, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor as per tested listings and specifically as follows. $295,613 for the Texas Association of Counties Risk Management Pool from the General Fund for property coverage from July 1st, 2019 to July 1st, 2020. B, $75,031.10 United Healthcare Insurance from General Fund for group insurance for retirees 65 of age and older for the month of July 2019,
and also for approval on June 25th, 2019 from the general fund, $516,729.01. Road and Bridge, $7,350.12. Mosquito Control, $2,209.60. Adult Probation, $1,767.14. Airport, $98.85. Other Funds, $2,679.33. For a grand total of $530,834.05.
Let me go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
And I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2, to pay the bills as listed by the county auditor and also as orally presented to the court. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item 16, discussion of possible action regarding the section of roof covering the district clerk's office located at 801 Division Avenue. Possible action may include entering into an agreement for professional service with LaBeach Architectural Group, Inc., to design and scope of work for the repair. This is a combined agenda item between Emergency Management, Joel Ardwan, and also Maintenance with Kirk Guidry. They were combined on that. I'm going to let Joel speak or read, whichever one of y'all want to speak first on this.
Kurt and I talked, and I'll, for this part, just go over that. To follow up from the tabled item last week, that next day we met, got on a conference call with FEMA and the state, myself and Nancy Beward and Kurt and Morgan. And they understand the emergency that we're facing, and they are going to do their best they're reviewing it right now. There's no guarantee. And what we requested is they take that roof, that portion, out of the whole county project, pull it away and award it first, separate than the other. So they still have time to review the rest of the other documents, but this will be, we're requesting that they expedite this portion of it. They're reviewing that. We don't have an answer on it yet. The LaBeach portion of this, and my understanding, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, is now that that building falls under the historical status, we're going to have an architect like LaBeach or someone else to do the scope of work for it. So my recommendation would be that we go ahead and move forward now with either getting them or someone like them to work that scope of work out. That way we're moving forward with it. And if FEMA comes back and says that it's not going to be allowed, then we'll just switch tracks at that point. Kurt's got it in his budget, if I'm not mistaken, to go ahead and do it anyway. And that way we don't lose any more time waiting on an answer from FEMA. We're moving forward either way. And hopefully they'll award it early.
I just want to ask somebody a question. Aren't you from that office? That's what I thought. What's it like over there after this morning? Did y'all have any leaks or any problems? Okay.
Also on the LaBeach portion there, FEMA's requested some documents that we're getting now to see if the RFP that was submitted for this job is a broad enough scope to cover the roof as well. If it is, great. If not, we would either have to go under another contract with them or someone else to do the scope.
So basically, what are you asking us today on the action? Just to go ahead and authorize LaBeach to put a plan together for the roof or what?
Well, until we know if we're allowed to do it under the current contract or we have to take out a separate contract, I don't think we can make that call at the moment.
Okay.
I think we're looking at, irregardless of either track we go with, or that the court decides to go with, we're still looking at about a 30-day time period and getting the scope done, advertising, going out
a bit. So correct. We can either authorize LaBeach to take on this additional piece, If it's allowed.
If it's allowed.
If it's not allowed, then we'll need to go out for an RFP.
Yes.
Correct.
For some, so, another ARC or whatever.
Right, so correct. We have to get somebody else.
And
so
would it have to be response. Historical?
Yeah.
And so,
Joe,
yes,
would
ma'am?
It have to be historical?
Unfortunately, yes, they are.
It's on that portal.
It's on that, yeah.
Because it is attached to it.
I told Joel I'd kick him out.
Quit mentioning historical.
I'm not going for it.
Don't say that word. Yeah, so today we can't really make any moves hear from LaBiche on whether it's going to fit within their current scope of what they're working on.
Correct.
If not, then we go out for RFP and we can put that on next week's agenda.
In regards to your question, we didn't have to remove off the table for discussion today. I just suggested with counselor here.
Yeah.
We did not go out for RFPs on LaBiche prior. That is a professional services.
Oh, that's
we don't
right.
have to go out.
So we don't have to
negotiate.
Do so we wouldn't have to, but we still have to wait and see if we need to.
Yeah, FEMA approves what they're currently working on, and if the scope's broad enough, great. If not, then we'll just take that other.
Do we need to authorize them to pursue LaBiche doing this piece and come back to us if they can't, or where do we need to go?
Well, I think if we get once we get an answer from FEMA, if we can currently do it under this, then we just bring that back to the court and say.
Could we bring it back next week?
If we have an answer, yes, ma'am, and hopefully we will have an answer by next week.
Less than 2 weeks?
I guess. I hope.
Two weeks.
Good deal. Okay, so no action date.
I don't think we need any action.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Yes.
Kurt.
Kirk, do you have anything?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you guys for expediting this. Let's make it. Let's move it. Make it happen. And then also throw in Commissioner Duchamp's building. We're going to need her vote to get that roof fixed, okay?
Uh-huh. I'll just stop voting until I get my office.
Yes, it. Okay, item 17. No action on 16. All right. Discussion of possible action regarding the Orange County Trust property located at 1307 14th Street, Orange, Texas. Kirk?
Judge, Commissioners, this is a property that the county inherited May of 2017.
Vacation property.
It's at 1307 14th Street in Orange, City of Orange.
We got it in May of 2017?
Yes, ma'am. And the code enforcement of the City of Orange had notified Lisa Roberts to let the county know that we have an issue with a piece of property on 14th Street. And my suggestion to the court would be to have the building tore down and property cleared out. The building was built in 1947. It's a house. I mean, not a building. It's a house. It's not in the historical district of the City of Orange.
It's no historical commission.
None whatsoever, sir.
If there's a marker, take it up. Move it.
Right. It's covered up with grass.
Anyway.
Man, a history buff right here on court. Look at
this. Look at Lisa over there covering her head.
In other words, we want to make it a green space.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Hey, I spoke to Clark earlier, and Clark's gonna take a look at what Rowan Bridge can do, but there's an issue on the...
Yeah, we got to make sure we have a right of easement from the property next door where the actual tree actually resides, per se. And we'll check on the property, see who owns the property, get a right of easement, and make sure that the county attorney agrees with the paperwork, and we'll move forward, as far as I know. Is that correct?
Oh, so we're going to try to handle this in-house, basically.
We'll take a look at it in-house first and see the detail of it, if we can do it in-house.
Because it's substantial to contract that out, having one of those tore down.
As of right now, I'd like the court to make a motion.
I would like to make a motion to get rid of this, what's standing there and what's on that property, and to make it a green space.
Yeah, to have authorized Kirk and
Clark
to take a look at what we're looking at
and give us a price
of how what they've done and working on getting an easement.
Okay, and work on the easement.
And see if we can do it in house. Something might come up that we can't, but we need to take a look at it first.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
I don't recommend you move that historical marker though.
They ain't got one.
Absolutely nothing ever happened there.
No.
A lot probably happened.
I'll take that judge.
So we got
2-1.
Okay, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, Deputy Commissioner Precinct 1 to move forward on taking care of the issue at the on the property at 1307 14th Street. Take a look at doing it in-house. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 18, discussion of possible action regarding the RTS workstation lease agreement between the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles and Orange County. The agreement would allow for necessary DMV equipment to be installed in the tax office and operated by tax office employees in accordance with Texas Transportation Code. Action may include authorizing the county judge to sign all necessary documents and orders.
Good afternoon. Judge, Commissioners, last budget we had, I had at least five RTS motor vehicle equipments from the state, and they were at $1,500 apiece. Well, this, in September, they lowered it to $361. And so since they lowered it and they come up with a new contract and everything, I thought, well, I would go ahead and get an extra machine in my office. Mm-hmm. That way, if we hire new personnel, we have the machine there. Or until then, what I would like to do is if we get busy in our busy time, I'm not afraid to get out there and work. That'll be my workstation out in the front.
Yeah, it's good.
And so,
because it does get busy sometimes.
It does. It does. And I cannot stand to see the line. I don't like seeing the lines. I don't like people waiting in line.
And then you have to listen to them complain when they finally get a turn.
Right. And I feel like if you just greet them with a smile,
it's
and
not going to hurt to have an extra machine.
Well, yeah, no. If you have a machine go down, you'll have.
I'll have an extra.
Well, it's still at a cost savings anyway. So.
Oh, yeah. And it's still in my budget.
It's gone down to $360.
Yes, ma'am.
That's a big difference.
Yes, ma'am.
I make a motion we carry through with this and get that machine ordered.
Second.
Okay. A motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 3, to go ahead and approve the lease agreement between Department of Motor Vehicles in Orange County. Any further discussion? Yes, Councilor.
That lease agreement that the state has provided requires an interlocal. So the reason this is worded this way, to sign all necessary documents and orders, it's not just the lease agreement. The lease agreement is actually an attachment to the interlocal, which is in your packet. Mm-hmm. It also requires a resolution authorizing the county to enter into the agreement. That's attachment C. I emailed that over earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those documents need to be executed, including the resolution.
Okay, so the motion been made and seconded to approve all documents involving the workstation lease agreement between the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles in Orange County, lease agreement, the interlocal agreement, and the resolution of authorization.
Yes.
Any further discussion?
Ooh.
Thanks. All in favor, sit down and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, David.
If you
Here's one we all signed here. That's the resolution.
I thought it was all stapled. Because I can mess it all up. Trust me.
Right here. That's just my. This is the one y'all need to sign right here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you need to sign this one.
Yes. Where'd that one come?
She said it right there for me, so I signed it.
You still have a typewriter in the office? I'll let you put the date on it.
What do you think I thought was
up? I'm going to go back to him. I'm going to go back to him.
Where are you pulling all these out? I don't know if you're
saying. She's got a handful.
So you're going to go back and put all your dates in.
How many copies do you have? Okay.
Just
two
copies.
No, that's
all right.
No, I just keep signing it. As long as you don't get my report.
Judge,
you
got to
sign this one.
Before we send it to her.
This Jeremiah took this out of.
Wait, what's this?
Here's some more.
Here's some more.
What's this?
Just for the judge to sign.
I know, you gotta sign this. I think.
He didn't sign the last one.
These two sheets belong to you. Paperwork generated.
I'm telling you, y'all just messed it all up.
We didn't.
I signed it the way you handed it.
You handed it to us.
Look, I have it all right here.
You don't have enough room to lay it out. Okay.
See, she's Teresa and I'm Trey. You know, it's kind of hurting my feelings.
I kind of like
it. She's on a first name basis with her.
I don't care, yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
By the way, the job is looking good, Kurt, inside the tax office.
It is. Appreciate the work on that.
The people are doing a great job in there. Got to be feel in there, huh?
Yeah.
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 And I will tell. I will tell you this, Judge. Phil is doing such an excellent job on that. He has kept the dust to a minimum. The noise level, very, very little. So I'm very impressed.
Well, you know, keep all the employees in there happy.
It only takes 2 years.
Just do your job and just keeps everybody happy.
My bad.
Well, they are doing a good job.
And I appreciate it.
Teresa, you got something to look for.
Yeah. If they'll start doing that job at my office.
2 years. 2 years.
Just us.
2 years.
I have to take up from us.
Is it all signed, Karen?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you don't have to come all the way up and say, sir.
She left her stuff.
Stuff. You said it from back there.
Yes, sir. On record.
Man.
Ooh, it's rough today.
I'm glad I don't have to get my license renewed today.
Oh, you better be.
Beat me at the back of the line.
I would wait on you for that new machine, okay?
Okay, good. I'm going to wait till you get it. All right, let's see. Item 19, discussion of possible action to approve the minor plat of 0.5961 acre tract into two smaller lots to be known as Tunt Place, I think it's French, I guess. This is located in Precinct 1 at the corner of Old Highway 87 and Hudson Street. Both lots will have roadway access on Old Highway 87. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid. A tax certificate has been provided. Go ahead, Clark.
This is within the City of Orange ETJ, and they have looked at it and reviewed it and are okay with it, as has the Drainage District. So it's just a matter of a property owner splitting a lot that's roughly a half acre into two pieces. One's about 0.2 acres, the other 0.3. I believe he's building a structure on one and going to lease or sell the existing structure.
I talked to him. Yeah, he's building a home on the backside, and he's living in a mobile home, and eventually he will sell that mobile home off the property. But for the time period, he's going to try to get some rent revenue going. So anyway, I move to go ahead and approve this.
I'll second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2. Approving the minor plat change. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 20, discussion of possible action to approve the minor plat of 9.978 acres into three smaller lots to be known as Jack's Place. Jack's Place is located in Precinct 2 at the intersection of State Highway 12 and Breckenwood Street. The lots will have access on Breckenwood and existing county road. The minor plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange Drainage District. The proper filing and reproduction fees have been paid, and a tax certificate has been provided. Clark?
And this is similar to the other, except that it's not within the RNGTJ. It's just in the county jurisdiction. It's roughly a 10-acre lot that I'm rounding off here slightly, but the guy's dividing it into three pieces,
okay.
A 5, a 3, and a 2-acre to develop it. I'm not sure exactly what they intend to do with it, but they do have access on Breckenwood Street and the big lot off of Highway 12.
Now, we've had some drainage problems on Breckenwood, haven't we?
Right in that area, Highway 12 drains down towards Cow Bayou, mm-hmm. And it is kind of slow along 12.
That's the only thing that concerns me, because mm-hmm. Then those people start calling me after they get it built, and then I go to you. So.
Yeah, they do have a drainage easement across the property. They've worked out with the Drainage District, and the Drainage District is, you know, fine with this.
Okay. Okay, if the drainage district's fine with it.
Get a little shovel in your car.
Yeah.
Rake works good.
I need a bulldozer.
I need a motion second.
I'll make a motion to accept this.
I'll second that.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1 to accept the approval of minor plat known as Jack's Place. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, thank you.
I started those two plats on it.
Right here.
Oh, we
get
to sign with that.
Yeah. That's a special pen.
Nope.
That's a special pen.
You've got two plats and only one pen.
You got a pin down here.
Oh, you got a pin right there?
Okay. Oh, you put one on each end.
You
got
both ends.
You can't get through
them. You go meet in the middle.
Sam's
on.
First, it's hard to find
sometimes.
I've been to
Brecken.
You can find Jack. You can ask him.
Make sure. I don't think
she's red
out there, is she?
Jack's place does have
like a
little
picture.
But it's not.
I thought it was a nursery. Jack's place. It takes up everybody's time. She takes longer to sign her name than anybody ever seen.
You're not going to change me, son.
You're not going to change me.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't need to sign that one.
Commission 4, you don't exist.
I've already signed.
What makes you sign that one, Clark? Did she?
Yeah.
I don't think she lets you anything.
You get a half a line.
Can you miss?
Just follow me, Teresa. Just follow me.
See, put you on the bottom there. You can go all the way to the end of the page.
Well, I'd rather be this a wonderful place.
You be sure to stay on your side next time.
I am. I'm going to try.
He's actually having to sign on the lot survey line.
Thank you. And here's your.
Roll this back up
now. All right. Got him, Clark? Item 21, discussion of possible action on approving the purchasing agent to advertise for bids for bulk prescription drugs for the Orange County Jail. Straightforward.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, authorizing a purchasing agent to advertise for bulk prescription drugs for the Orange County Jail. Any further discussion? On the face of the proper saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 22, discussion of possible action regarding interlocal agreement, cooperative purchase agreement between Orange County, Texas and Sourcewell. Authority for such services granted under Texas Local Government Code 271.102, cooperative purchasing program. Action by the court should include approval for the Orange County judge to sign the same.
Yes, we have a co-op that merged, and this one was actually NJPA, and they have merged to become Sourcewell.
I'll make a motion to go with this.
What?
To approve this.
Can I say that again?
Sourcewell? Hey. That's actually merged.
Let's put a little microphone at the table.
To be playing Sourcewell.
Well, they bought them out then. It wasn't merging. I've been through one of those. That's not really merging when that happens. I'm going to tell you, Gulf States didn't merge with Energy. I'm just going to tell you.
It's a hostile takeover.
Yeah.
Still bitter, isn't he?
Still bitter, huh?
Still bitter, right? Tell us how you feel.
There's people you can talk to with that issue.
It's a co-op.
I made the motion to.
A second.
We've met with Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4.
authorize the signature of the county judge on the cooperative purchasing agreement for Orange County, Texas and Sourcewell. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down and say aye. Item 23, discussion of possible action regarding an interim governmental cooperative purchasing agreement between Orange County, Texas and OMNIA Partners. Authority for such services granted under Texas Local Government Code 271.102, cooperative purchasing program, action by the courts that include the approval of the Orange County judge to sign the same.
Okay, this group was U.S. Communities and National IPA, and they merged, co-op, whatever.
Do we need to go through the hostile takeover thing?
Yeah, the hostile takeover there, John?
They're now one. Just say they're now one.
Now one. So that was bad.
So moved, Judge.
Okay.
Second.
3-4. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 4, to authorize the county judge to sign the intergovernmental cooperative purchasing agreement between Orange County, Texas, and OMNIA Partners. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit down, say an aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Item 24, discussion of possible action regarding the deletion of inventory items missing from the sheriff's office. The assets are listed on agenda item number 24.
Well, I called Connie. Is this about these things to get off of our inventory? And I didn't quite understand it, so I called Connie. And each one of those things, when you start putting them together, they add up. But the cars were probably so damaged, is that correct, Keith?
Yes, ma'am.
That it, you couldn't get that stuff back.
Well, some of it we could get out, but some of it was damaged and wasn't used anyway. The only thing out of the five items listed, I went back and we did a real intensive search on where these were, and we identified all of them as being in five units. Those five units were either damaged, surplus, well, they were damaged. They were in accidents. Each five of those assets was in five vehicles that was auctioned off in September of 2018.
Right.
The only thing out of the five items that would have been of value would have been the video camera,
okay,
the very last one. We went back and looked at the video camera in the unit it was in. It was a front-end collision where the camera was destroyed.
It's destroyed.
And so typically what we would have done in order for me to put my signature on the letter, I have to be pretty well sure this is what happened. We're almost certain as best as we can that these items were in the vehicle when the vehicle was auctioned off. Normally we take the items out, but there's a lot of work to take them out, and you're going to auction them anyway, and you're going to auction the car. So why go through all the time and effort of taking them out when they're going to be auctioned?
When they're going to
just let them all go as one. But we failed to identify the other asset numbers that was in the vehicle.
Is in each car some kind of a card or something that's that says all the equipment that's in that
Well,
car?
Some of the cars, they come equipped with some equipment.
Right.
But if there's any asset number,
that's
typically
what,
each car has three assets in it. They have a radar, they have a siren, and they have a camera. Those are three asset numbers. We typically segregate each three of those or the in the vehicle making the fourth one into four different assets and auction them all.
Okay.
So to get to the crux of the thing, Sheriff, you normally would remove any usable assets
yes.
that are left in the vehicle.
Yes, if it's assigned an asset number, we normally remove it from the vehicle. In this case, for some reason, we didn't.
They just didn't get it.
And we feel very certain that though they're not usable, and the top four was going to be surplus anyway, so it's not like we really lost very much at it. The middle two, the digital ally videos, they're no longer even in service. They went out of business, and we had to switch to WatchGuard on our camera system now. So those two cameras were really obsolete to start off with. One of them actually wasn't working, but it was still in the vehicle.
So I'm just assuring everybody we didn't let usable material go.
And that's why I wanted to get up and try
really
to explain that it's because I know it's taxpayers' money, and that's why we really put a lot of effort into trying to figure out where do these items go. And we feel pretty confident they went with the vehicles, and they wasn't usable. Like I said, the only one out of the five that probably would still be using today would be the camera. And that was a front-end collision, so it was destroyed.
Well, I appreciate your diligence on that, Sheriff, and
no
I'll go ahead and move to accept that.
And
thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, to approve the deletion of inventory items from the sheriff's office. Any further discussion?
No.
All in favor, say the top of saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Motion.
Item 25, second. Discussion of possible action regarding adjourning commissioner's court meeting. The motion been made and seconded before I even finished.
I was going to say,